Time to bring in Pat Pagano this morning. And Pat, in this morning's drive-in, there was some light snow mixed in with the light showers.
Yep, and yesterday there was snow too.
Yep, a little bit of light snow mixed in. You're absolutely, but you know, it's funny. Yesterday started out beautiful. We had bright sunny skies, and the temperature was about 42, and then it clouded over, and the temperature dropped, and that was that.
Yep, High Point in New Jersey picked up 1.5 inches, and the Catskills picked up 2 to 3 inches.
Well, good for them.
And I told you back on Friday that I thought there was going to be snow there.
And right you were.
Yeah. None of the computer models were forecasting it, but anyhow, it was no big deal. And today will be just a partly sunny day in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy, mid-30s tonight. Clouding up tomorrow, mid-50s. Rain comes in tomorrow night. Rain and drizzle Wednesday, mid-50s. Showers, maybe even a thunderstorm on Thursday, 50 to 55. And showers on Friday. So, really, once the wetness comes in tomorrow night, it's with us right through the end of the week.
So we got an off and on rainy week.
Yeah, it's not a pretty week, that's for sure.
All right.
I'm sorry about that, but that's how April goes. April showers bring the Mayflowers.
Well, some of the Mayflowers are starting to come out already.
Yeah,
and we have bears are really out. We had a bear. Listen to this, Pat. A guy has home security cameras set up in his house and outside, right? I'm not going to mention him. He was sleeping in his house, and he doesn't remember not locking and shutting the front screen door, the door.
Right.
A bear, a big bear, came into his house while he was sleeping in the living room watching TV. And he didn't know about it until after the bear came back. And then he looked at his video camera. The bear came in and was heading towards the kitchen, but then knocked over a little plant. And the bear turned around and found a package that was going out by mail that contained a cookie mix to send to somebody. So the bear took that out and ate it, but then came back inside the house. I posted the picture of it on my Facebook page if you want to see it. It's a big bear.
It came back inside the house, and what did it do?
Well, I mean, there's a bit of bear left. I mean, he had the door shut by then. Oh. But the bear did come back looking for more food.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
Well, pretty big bear, especially for early in the season.
Yeah.
Normally it takes them a little while to get...
to fatten up, yeah.
To fatten up and get big, but no, yeah. That's why my garbage is always hidden well and goes to the dump. That's why there is no organic... the only thing that's in my outside entryway is a can that contains cat litter, because that goes out twice a week, okay, to the dump. But that's it. There's nothing else out there at all that's like food, because... The size of the bear.
Be careful, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm actually very nervous about that up at the lake too. Of course, we don't keep the screen door locked when we're up there. But a lot of times, if there is garbage in the garbage pail, which is under the sink, at night I will take that and I will wrap it up tight and I'll put it on the porch. And I'm always worried about the bear actually coming into the porch to get the garbage.
They will. Once they learn it's that you put it there, they will.
Right. So as a result now, I've been keeping the garbage under the sink in the cabin, and then, of course, Sunday, before I leave, I throw it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought about that. But anyhow, I have to tell you that I watched two movies over the weekend. Did you watch any of the movies that I recommended to you?
Not yet. I watched one movie over the weekend.
Okay. Go ahead, don't worry about that.
I won't.
Okay.
So now, what did you watch?
I watched the first movie Orlando Bloom was in, and it was called Retaliation.
Yeah.
Very, very upsetting and depressing. I mean, I watched it. I think he's a great actor. I don't know if it's for everybody. That's all I could say about that. Also, very long, but it's about he was abused at 12 years old by a priest. And he's not going to get over this until he gets back up at the priest. So I found, again, I found it upsetting and depressing. Then the second movie I watched, and it was, I never heard of it in my life. It's got 12 hours to, I think 12 hours to die. I think that was it.
Okay, that sounds like that, yeah.
You know, and the acting was the worst I've ever seen. In fact, our movies were better. I could not believe. I mean, the plot was about a teenage girl who was kidnapped, and she has she's diabetic, and she needs her insulin and glucose. And this detective is going to FBI is going to try to you know, find this guy and save the girl's life. It was drawn out. I don't know if it was a TV movie originally. I don't know anybody that was in it. All I can say is that most of the acting was terrible. I watched it only because I wanted to see what happened. Otherwise, it was terrible. So I had one depressing movie and one terrible movie.
Well, here's what I saw. Moonfall.
Moonfall?
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, the movie Moonfall. It's gotten terrible reviews, okay? It's gotten terrible reviews, like 2 and 3 stars. It's 2 hours long, but once again, if you like, blow them up, shoot them up, lots of action, not much acting, just a wild 2 hours, watch it. It's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. Yeah. Is it going to win any awards at all? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But is it fun? Yeah, it really is. That's all I can say. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, Moonfall.
Moonfall. Like okay. I said, it's not anything that's going to go anywhere, okay?
Right.
But if you like it, and if you like fun and you like things that blow up and you like stuff like that, you'll like it.
Okay. Right, well, it sounds like it's better than the movie I watched.
Well, yeah. I mean, the problem with movies nowadays is they are all getting too long.
Right.
I mean, this was 2 hours long, but because there's so much blowing up and going on, it actually is okay. Okay?
Okay.
It goes by very quickly. If you like movies like that, you'll like the movie.
Okay.
I'm not surprised that that other movies critics, the big critics, didn't like it. You know, I'm not. That doesn't surprise me at all. But anyway,
okay.
So that's what I watched, and like I said, it was fun. Halle Berry's in it, and she's the only, I think, really big name star that's in it. But it's like I said, it starts right off with a lot of action, and it goes from there. So you like it. So I was gonna watch Spider-Man: No Way Home.
And we saw it. Very good.
Yeah, but I'm just tired of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
How can I say? A great documentary that I watched, not the movie, but the documentary that's out, Lucy and Desi.
Oh yes, sir. Oh, very good. Yep,
oh,
done well.
Excellent, excellent.
Done well, yep.
Yeah, and done really well, that's exactly right.
Yep.
Done really well. So, and it's better. There was a movie on it that they did too also that came out on that.
Yeah.
But the documentary was much better, much better.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. You know what I found out over the weekend?
What?
Not that it's going to interest you, but the club, Copacabana in the city.
Yeah.
Is opened on Friday and Saturday nights, and they have disco dancing.
The Copacabana. My dad played the Copa many times.
I can imagine. And I said, you know, if I only, I mean, the the girl that I used to dance with all the time now, unfortunately, she put on a lot of weight. She'll dance for 3 minutes and then she has to stop. I said, if I only had somebody, you know, that I knew was a really, really good dancer, you know, ballroom and hustle, I would go. I would definitely go. I would just have a ball. I've seen it on YouTube, and that's how I found out about it. And I've watched them dance, and it looks like so much fun. So much fun. Well, we'll see, Marshall. I'll let you know whether or not I find somebody, you know, and track down there.
All right. The Copacabana.
Copacabana.
Don't think of Barry Manilow. Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right, Pat. We'll check with you tomorrow and see how we get through this English weather.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.